The U.S. Navy hospital ship Mercy is wrapping up a four-month tour through Southeast Asia. Its doctors have helped hundreds of people as it stopped in the Philippines, Cambodia, and Vietnam. The Navy personnel had help from volunteers, including eight from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They included Dr. John Jarstead, an ophthalmologist from Seattle, and Nate Leishman, the manager of humanitarian disaster response for the church. He says the adventure began with a call from the Navy a few years ago.
Because of that phone call, I attended a conference in Norfolk, Virginia to learn more about this mission. This was with the 2009 Continuing Promise mission that takes place in Central and South America and the Caribbean nations. And by attending this conference, we learned that this is we had many more opportunities than just donating some of our supplies, including providing some doctors and nurses and translators.
Are there other representatives of religious groups and volunteers and missionaries working on this mission?
There are actually a few other nonprofit organizations, NGOs, that are involved in this mission. Project Hope is another NGO that's involved here. And so there are other nonprofit organizations that are involved.
With your involvement here, you can't be carrying an overt religious message, can you?
No, we have a strict rule of no proselyting of any type, either on the ship or in our activities on land.
Now, Dr. Jarstead, tell us about the work that you're doing. Are you bringing patients to the ship for surgery, or are you working with local doctors? What is your job there?
The exciting things that we've been able to do on this particular mission is for the first time go into the local hospitals and medical schools, and we've actually been able to teach eye surgery and other types of surgery in their own facilities with our doctors from the Mercy. Then we have also brought teaching equipment over. There's a model eye that we developed in Seattle with one of my neighbors who's a Boeing engineer. And we used that to train 54 local doctors in the very latest cataract surgery technology. What was really exciting after that was to take that same group of their top surgeons into the operating room the next day and have them perform the same maneuvers successfully on a live patient.
Tell us a story about one of your experiences on this adventure. What have you done, and what kind of interaction have you had with the people that you're serving that really stays in your mind?
There was one that occurred just this past week where we had a woman who brought her child in with a droopy eyelid, and she had a hoarse voice, and she apologized for that right off the bat. And her daughter had a droopy eye, and we were able to fix that. And then there was another lady who came in who was being let in by her daughter. She was completely blind in both eyes, could only see light. And she had her arm on her daughter's shoulder and was walking in, and we were over the limit in the Philippines. We couldn't treat any more surgical patients, so we were just giving sunglasses. And I remember telling her, apologizing that we couldn't help her, and she looked in my direction and she said, "So are you telling me that I must remain blind?" And that just was like a dagger to the heart. So I said, "Wait a minute." I went and talked to the officer in charge, and I said, "I've got one more patient we have to add." And he said, "Well, you know we're over the limit." I said, "I know, but I know somebody will probably drop out for some other health reason, so we've got to do this lady's surgery." And those are the sorts of experiences that really touch your heart.
Dr. John Jarstead is an ophthalmologist and volunteer aboard the U.S. Navy hospital ship Mercy. Nate Leishman is manager of humanitarian disaster response for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We spoke last week as the ship lay at anchor off the coast of Cambodia. Dan Bomas, KUER News.